Okay, so MoveToAmend.org is a coalition of community groups and national groups who believe that it is illegitimate and unconstitutional for corporations to be able to claim to be persons with constitutional rights. We think that in order to build a democratic society, we're going to have to address the unconstitutional legal doctrine of corporate personhood. You know, corporations are able to overturn democratically enacted laws that try to protect the elections, protect the environment, protect our safety and health, protect workers, protect our food supply, protect water, clean air, water, etc. At the end of the day, this is not just a law, it's a legal linchpin. It is a key to being able to create the just, compassionate, and democratic society that we deserve.
There are ecological thinkers out there, such as, for example, Richard Heinberg, who say that reining in corporate power will help. However, that by itself will not solve our resource-based dilemmas.
Well, there's no doubt about that, reining in corporate power or even amending the constitutions will give us the tools that we need in order to address the problem that we have. Key problems that we have are that we are literally destroying the planet faster than it can replenish itself. You know, the materialistic, consumer-driven culture that is dependent on burning so-called cheap oil for both energy, transportation, and even to produce food is going to come to an end, and we don't have anything on the horizon to replace it. So I agree with my friend Rick Heinberg. The party is over, and it's up to us to begin to transition to a new way of being on this planet. I actually do that right now. I'm catching water off of my roof. I've got backyard chickens. I've got a fruit orchard and vegetable gardens. I grow raspberry bushes. But I understand that that also alone is not enough. We've got to act at the individual level and the collective level and begin to change laws in order to create and usher in a new way of being that is actually ecologically sustainable. So I don't think it's either or. I think it's both and.
Can you say anything about how we can rein in corporate power over food? You mentioned that earlier, and you talked about growing our own food, supporting CSAs, organic farming. What would be some of the policy angle to that?
Well, imagine, if you will, that the city of Columbus actually started for all of its institutional food purchases to stop going to corporate agriculture and monoculture, and instead actually began to create land use policies that actually encouraged more local organic farmers, and then purchased from local organic farmers for their school children and the public school systems, for the local hospitals, and all of the big institutional food purchases were being made, and those are governmental choices. They should not actually be using our tax dollars to support and buttress a corporatized food system. So absolutely, we can actually have food purchasing at the governmental level change. We can also change taxing policies so that we actually encourage the protection of our rural lands and keep it in food production and dairy production, and we rein in sprawl. I mean, again, all of these policies could be implemented. The problem is that we, the people, don't control these institutions, and it's up to us to build a broad movement, and MoveToAmend.org aims to actually democratize the United States of America.